name. Amen, amen. I hope you got your Bible, y'all. Get your Bible, get your Bible. We started a series. We've been talking about the Word on Wednesdays and just the power of the Word, the integrity of the Word, the life that's in the Word, how you have to build your life on the Word. And we started talking about this, that the Word is seed. Well, we've been teaching from Matthew 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8. Matthew 13, Mark 4, Luke chapter 8 is where Jesus shares this parable of the sower and the seed. And Jesus said it right in the text. He said, this is the most important parable teaching for you to understand, because if you don't understand this, you can't understand any other teachings that I do. And he said this, listen, this is after he just told them what he said in this parable, he just declared it. And they said, what were you talking about? He said, I just shared with you. I just gave you the secret to the kingdom. Listen how he said it in Mark chapter 4 in the NIV, verse 11, it says, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. This is so imperative that we understand that, particularly if there's anything you desire or need from God. Many believers, y'all know it, I would venture to say most believers live their whole Christian life. They're in love with the Lord. They know the Lord. They're on their way to heaven, but never received the great promises that God has made provision for in His Word. And so this is the key to unlocking it. If you need a healing, please pay close attention. If you need prosperity, you need abundance in your life, you need to live the life that God has for you, the destiny, the assignment, it's right here in these passages. Get your Bible. Come on. Flipping open with me to Matthew chapter 13. Again, this parable is in Matthew 13. Somebody write on the screen so you can see it. And even my notes, by the way, are available online too. I'm sure that Siva and Brooke will give you the link for that so you can download my notes. But Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke chapter 8. This parable, the most profound thing I believe that Jesus taught, so imperative for us to understand. I'm going to read it today out of the New King James. I know in the notes it says message, but I think I like it better in the New King James. Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 3. Let's just hear the parable. Listen to this. Then he, Jesus, spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. Verse 4. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Verse 5. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Verse 8, for scenario, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Listen, verse 9, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10, and the disciples came to him and why do you speak to them in parables? Verse 11, he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Oh, he said, I speak to you in parables so that I can give you the secrets to the kingdom, but not the world. Watch this. For whoever has, verse 12, whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. What? From hearing this? Yes, if you understand this. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing they will hear and shall not understand, and seeing they will see and not perceive. Verse 15, for the hearts of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see and with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. He said, if they get this, healing will come to them. If you get this, healing comes to you. Watch this. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verse 17, for assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Verse 18, therefore hear the parable of the sower. So he said, listen, What I just shared with you is the keys to the, it's the key to the kingdom. It explains how everything in the kingdom of God works. All the prophets of old desired to hear just what I shared with you, but they didn't, but you do. So do y'all see how important it is for us to understand this? We need to understand these passages so that we can unlock the things that God has in store for you and me. Amen? Look at verse 18. Here, now he explains what he just said in those few verses about the parable. He says, verse 19, here's scenario one. Remember, there's four scenarios. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away the word, snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. That's the wayside here. This devil came and took it away. That's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to just focus on this one, this first scenario. That's all we're going to do today. But I'm going to read the rest of the parable. Verse 20. But he who received the seed on stony places, that's a stony heart here, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Verse 21. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Verse 22. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. That's the third scenario, thorny heart here. Verse 23, last verse. But he who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. All right, so that's the parable in the book of Matthew. Again, it's in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. And each week we'll read it at a different gospel so we'll understand it. Now, here's the keys. I gave you to it last week. This is a parable. He said everything in the kingdom of God operates this way. This is how healing operates, prosperity operates. Many people are praying and asking God to do something that he's already said. This is how it works. You get it? It would be like praying for your car to start without pushing the button. These are the buttons to push to get the things that God has already prepared for us. Watch this. Here's the keys to this whole parable. Number one, we are the sowers. Just remember this. We're the sowers. This is the sower and the seed. A sower went out and sowed the word. Watch this. We are the sowers of the seed. Number one. Number two, the word of God is the seed. Y'all remember this? We read this in 1 Peter 1 and 23. It says that the word of God is incorruptible seed. In other words, the seed, God's word, contains his DNA to produce whatever he says it is going to produce. In Isaiah 55, remember we read this before, Isaiah 55, 10, it says that he sent his word, or his word comes down from heaven like rain from the heavens, and it gives seed to the sower and bread for the eater, and it will accomplish whatever he sent it to accomplish. In other words, God's word of healing contains healing. It's seeds for healing. God's words of prosperity in this book contain prosperity in it when it's put in the ground, but it works like a seed. Are y'all with me? So he said this word of God, this seed is the word of God. That's the second key. Number three, four different types of ground. Remember, there's a wayside here, the stony ground, among thorns, and the good ground. Four different grounds that he describes here, and what they are is the four different conditions of the heart. The word of God is the seed. Our heart is the ground that it's planted in. Y'all get it? A seed does no good unless it's planted in ground. But the condition of the ground determines if the seed will produce. The seed is infallible, but the ground is fallible. That's us. So that's why he's telling us the four conditions of the heart here. All right? Number four, fourth key here. Only one ground was able to produce and sustain a harvest, and that was the good ground. This is very interesting, too, because there were four different hearts of hearing, but only one of the four, 25%, were able to produce and sustain a harvest. That tells me a lot why many believers don't walk in what God has for them. Their condition of their hearing, the condition of their heart that the seed goes in. So he's telling us this so that we can change the condition of our heart. Remember what Matthew 7 and Matthew 12 say? Jesus talked about it. He said, you can tell a tree by its fruit. Good fruit, good tree. Bad fruit, bad tree. And what he was saying is, and he went on and said, if you want to change the fruit, just change the tree. Change the condition of the tree and you're going to change the fruit. If sickness has been fruit in your life, that's when what's been produced in your life, you can change the condition of the tree so it produces health. This is the secret, the key to the kingdom of God, how it operates like a seed. Amen. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth key that I want to show you in this parable is the common denominator. The common denominator is all of the condition, all of them heard the word. All these four conditions heard the word, but only one produced the harvest. What does that tell me? Hearing the word alone is not enough. I know it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But in order to get healing to produce, yes, you've got to hear it, but now you've got to sow it. You've got to make sure that the seed goes in your heart, stays there, and grows into a harvest. In fact, we read one parable last week where it said, told about the power of the seed when it's in the ground. It says, I don't remember exactly, it's in Mark chapter 4, but it talks about how if you get the seed in the ground and keep it there and keep it watered and keep it nourished, it's going to produce a harvest and you don't have to know how. You don't have to figure it out. All you got to do is keep the seed in the ground, and that's why this parable is so vitally important for us as believers to understand. The sixth key to this whole parable is every believer fits into one of these categories, one of these four categories. Now, this is vitally important that we recognize that and identify where we are so that we can produce the harvest that God has provided for us. I would hate to get to heaven and realize, wow, there was healing for me. There was abundance for me. There was a purpose. There was a destiny that God had for me. I just never took the time to sow the word, to sow it in my life and to see it grow up and produce a harvest. That's what we're learning, and that's what we're going to do. All right, let's jump into it. The wayside here, this is what we're going to talk about today, that first scenario. Turn back in your Bible to Matthew chapter 13 and look at verse 4. Actually, we're going to look at this in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, and we're just going to add all three of these gospels together and to extract all the keys from this so that we understand what caused this first condition to be a wayside here. Here it is, and not produce fruit. So we can identify and make sure that we, if we're in this category, we can get out of it and fix these problems. And there's one issue here. Watch this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 4, it says, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it. So that was he told about the wayside here. Here's the key to it. He gives the definition in verse 19. He says, here's what it is. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, underline that in your Bible in Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, because it doesn't say this in Mark 4 and it doesn't say it in Luke 8. He tells us only in Matthew that here's what the problem was, why it wasn't able to produce and why watch this. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. And this is he who received the seed by the wayside. All right, so we see, here, let me read it in the Amplified. Watch this. While anyone is hearing the word of the kingdom and does not grasp and comprehend it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the roadside. So again, you're getting the picture of someone throwing seed down. And some of it goes by the roadside, doesn't actually get in the ground. It doesn't get into the soil. And the Bible said that birds came over and devoured it. Look over at Mark. Let's see a little further explanation. Mark chapter 4, look at verse 15. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. The ones along the path are those who have the word sown in their hearts. But when they hear it, Satan comes at once and by force takes away the message which was sown in them. Okay, so we see that the birds represent Satan comes at once. In the New King James, it says he comes immediately when they're hearing. Immediately when they're hearing. Why would he come immediately when we're hearing? The devil knows if this word gets in your heart, if the word of healing gets in your heart, it's going to heal you. You'll never be the same once this word starts working in your life. He's terrified of this word taking root in your heart. If it gets root in your heart, It's gonna impact your life in such a way you become a force for the kingdom of heaven. The devil is nervous about that. So he wants to make sure that this word doesn't get in your heart. All right? Let's look it over. Look at it in Luke. We're going to get some more insight here. Luke chapter 8, it's just one passage, verse 12. Luke chapter 8, verse 12. Let's read it in the New King James. Watch this. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. So here, they all hear. They heard it. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Be saved. This is the only one that mentions salvation. The only gospel that mentions salvation. And the word that it uses is sozo. Sozo. Y'all know that saved is sozo. It means to be healed, set free, delivered, prosper. The Bible says here the devil comes at once to take the word from your heart. And the way he does it, if you don't understand it. And this is the key, and this is what I want to focus on today. The key to you, to the wayside here, was they didn't understand it. They didn't understand the word. And the Bible talks over and over about understanding, the importance of understanding. In fact, in the parable, he even mentioned it. When Jesus talked about, you know, why he taught in parables, he says, I teach in parables so that you all understand it, but those who don't have a heart to understand, they won't. They'll just be lost that it's a story. But you and I will hear it as a story. It will intrigue us and we'll dig deeper to get understanding. Here's the key to understanding. It doesn't come by just hearing. It comes by coming back and digging. You got to set your heart to it. And that's what he said in the passage, why he told the parables. Why he tells it in parables is so that we will come back and dig in it and plant it in our heart and understand it. Ensure that we understand it. Here's some reasons I see that people don't get an understanding of this. Because if you understand this, your whole life is going to radically change. And why people don't understand is oftentimes in church, they're distracted. They're distracted by someone around them. They're distracted by doing other things with their phone or you know, some people are so distracted because they're saying amen so much they can't hear what I'm saying. And the key to this is we've got to sit down, take the time. This is why I so encourage you in the mornings to hook up with me in the mornings for prayer and proverb. It will radically change your life. It'll radically change your life. I encourage you to do it. Now, how do I get understanding? Because he says here, because they didn't understand it, Satan was able to come and take it from them before it was ever planted in their heart. Let's look at this. Look over at 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings, go back to the left in your Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 3. This is about King Solomon. King Solomon, who penned the book of Proverbs under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, penned this. This is when he was first becoming king. Let's read it. Turn on your Bible so you can see this too, because watch what he asked for. Y'all heard of King Solomon. King Solomon was the wisest and richest man that ever lived, and the Bible said that ever will live. None else will be like him. But he asked God for something, and let's see what he asked for. Watch this. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7. Let's see. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child, and I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Verse 9, look at this. Therefore give to your servant an understanding heart. Solomon asked God, when he's being placed as a king, think about this, you're a king and a priest, just like me. We're kings in the kingdom of God. Look what Solomon did. He asked God, give me understanding. Give me an understanding heart. Well, look at this. To judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Verse 10. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Verse 11. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for long life for yourself, nor have asked for riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Verse 12, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. Verse 13, and I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. Did you hear what he just said right there? God said, look, because you wanted to have understanding, I'm going to give you wealth, riches, every single other thing that you didn't ask for. What the Bible is telling us here is understanding is the key to getting everything that God has. How do we make the correction? We've got to get understanding. Let's dig a little bit deeper and let's see how do we get it. Because we said we got to ask for it. Number one, ask for it. In fact, let's do that right now. If you're with me, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. For those who are connected with us right now, watching and hearing this word and taking the time out of their busy schedule to understand this parable, to understand this truth, Lord, we have a desire to have exactly what you want for our lives. And so we ask you for an understanding heart, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, number one, ask for it that we accomplish that. Let's look over in Psalms chapter 49. How do I get understanding? First of all, we ask for it, right? Look over in Psalms and chapter 49. Psalms 49. Psalms are mostly written by King David. That's Solomon's father, King Solomon's father. Look at Psalms 49 and verse 3. How do I get understanding? Here it is right here. Verse 3 in Psalms 49. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. Boom, there it is right there. Meditation in the word gives me understanding. Did you hear what I said? Remember this. Hearing, they all heard, but the first group, the wayside here, didn't get an understanding. How does understanding come? Meditation. Meditation, we've been talking about that. And that's what we're doing every single morning. And it is the key. It is the key to understanding. Let's move on. I want to show you some more passages that say that. Look over in Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Thank you all so much for joining with me tonight. Psalms 119. Look at verse 97. Psalms 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. Every verse talks about the word. Powerful, powerful chapter. Every single verse. And in every verse, you're going to see the word either testimonies, precepts, your law, your commandments. All these words are synonyms for precepts for the word. Every single verse. Look at verse 97. I'm going to read 97 through 99. How do I get understanding? If I get understanding, the devil can't steal the word from me. It can stay in my heart. Watch this. Oh, how I love your law. Law means word, synonym for word. It is my meditation all the day. Verse 98, you through your commandments, that means your word, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Verse 99, look at this. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Here again, meditation causes us understanding, which makes us wise. How we get wisdom, how we get understanding is through meditation. Really, how you get relationship with God is through meditation. Meditation is a form of prayer. Meditation is a form of fellowship. And why we're starting our day with that, and I encourage you to do it with me, is because it's going to give you understanding and wisdom. Amen. Let's look at another passage. Look in that same chapter, Psalms 119. Look at verse 4. Through your precepts, that's your word, I get understanding. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I hate every false way. When you get understanding, it causes your life to move away from sin. Amen, amen, amen. Look at verse 130 in the same chapter. Same chapter, Psalms 119. Look at verse 130. The entrance of your word gives light, right? It gives understanding to the simple. When I get his word in, it gives me understanding. Again, we're talking about meditating on the word. Amen, amen. All right, turn over to in your Bible to Proverbs. How do I get understanding? I ask for it. We did that. We meditate. Hopefully you'll join with me every morning, and I can show you how we do this, how we meditate on the word, how we get it in our hearts, and the Proverbs is the way to do it. It's one of the best ways to do it. Turn over in Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1 through 9, and that's what we're going through in the mornings, going through the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 chapters, about 31 days in every month, and just one proverb a day will change your life. I'm telling you, it'll get sickness out of your body, it'll get poverty out of your pocket, it'll get love in your relationships. It can change your life, it changed mine, it'll change yours too. Look over in Proverbs chapter 1, Proverbs chapter 1, right after the book of Psalms. In Proverbs chapter 1 through 9, every chapter describes what the Proverbs will do. Chapter 1, Solomon just explains why he wrote the Proverbs. Listen, that's what I want to show you right here. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Why? To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These are the words of understanding. The Proverbs are the words of understanding. Meditating on these words of understanding will open your eyes and your heart to receive God's word like never before. I'm telling you, this is a key that will unlock so many things for your future. Watch this. Let's read on. Look at this. Verse 3. Why did he write the Proverbs? To receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple. To the young men, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. He's saying, you get these proverbs, you're going to gain understanding. If you've already got understanding, you're going to attain to wise counsel. It's awesome. Look at Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2. How do we get understanding? Ask God for it. Number 2, meditate. Number 3, get in the Proverbs. What are we going to do? We're going to meditate in the Proverbs on a daily basis. You're going to get understanding. The devil's not going to be able to steal the word. You're going to make your heart good ground for the seed to remain in. Look over at Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 through 6 again. Listen to this. My son, if you receive my words, and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. All right. We get in these words, this Proverbs, we're applying our heart to understanding and putting our ear to wisdom. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, verse 3, and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver. Seek who as silver? Seek wisdom and understanding. They always go together. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge go together in the Proverbs. You'll see it. When you're seeking these things like silver, that means you go after it every day. And that's why it's so important, y'all, that you do this with me every day. It's going to change your life. It's going to make you a disciple. It's going to heal your body. It's going to do so many things for you just by doing this. Watch this. Verse 4, if you seek her, seek who? Understanding and wisdom as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. This is his word, his mouth. It's like God speaking his wisdom right into you, his understanding into you. Amen, amen. The first 9 chapters start telling the benefit of it. It says, and in fact, let's look at that. Let's look at some of the benefits of getting understanding. Jesus already said, if we get understanding, the devil can't steal the word of God from our heart. If the word of God is in our heart, it's going to produce whatever we put in it. If we put scriptures of healing in it, and that's what we did this morning. I showed you how to get scriptures that are about joy and happiness. Many people think that happiness comes from more stuff, but the Bible says happiness comes from relationship with him and getting his word on the inside of you. It produces a heart, a happy heart, which produces a happy life. Amen. Look at this. What are some of the benefits of understanding? In Matthew, we read it already. In Matthew, Jesus said, if you get understanding, you'll be saved. You can get saved. You can get healed. You can get delivered. You'll understand this parable, and the devil can't steal it from you. In Mark chapter 4, that same parable in Mark chapter 4, Jesus said, if you understand these things, your sins will be forgiven. Are you with me? This is what causes people to get saved. This is how it happens. Understanding his word. In Mark chapter 4, verse 23 through 25, Jesus talks about that the more understanding you get, the more understanding will be given to you. It's like a big circle. The more you start getting understanding, the more you'll, more understanding will be given to you. You got to hear that. Look over at Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4 and verse 23 through 25. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. Listen to this. If any man has ears to hear, let him be listening and let him perceive and comprehend. That means understand. And he said to them, be careful what you're hearing. Ooh. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge, that's understanding, that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. For to him who has, more will be given. Him who has what? Understanding. More will be given, and from him who has nothing, who doesn't have understanding, even what he has will be taken away by force. Remember, we read that in the proverb, in the parable. It says Satan was able to come and take it by force. The Bible says here, it's because you don't have understanding. When you understand that healing is yours, when you understand that it's your right and sow it in your heart, the devil can't steal it from you. He can't put sickness on you. He can't steal healing from you. Are you with me? But when you don't understand it, he can steal the healing that's rightfully yours. Prosperity is yours. It's a right that's yours. You sow it in your heart and you understand it from these scriptures, from the Proverbs. You understand it. The devil can't steal it from you. It will grow into prosperity. Come on, somebody. I'm teaching good. Turn over into Psalms. Y'all, we're almost done. Turn over to the book of Psalms. Again, Psalms 111. Psalms 111. The Psalms really go right with the Proverbs. They go hand in hand. Watch this. In Psalm 111 and verse 10, Psalm 111 and verse 10, listen to this. I'm talking about what are the benefits of understanding. Psalms 111 and verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We know that. And a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. When you're able to keep the word, it's because you have an understanding. What he's saying right here is understanding. He'll say it another way in another psalm. Understanding God's truths, understanding is what enables you to overcome sin. Ooh, let's look at it. Look over in Psalm 119. Back over to that longest chapter again. Psalm 119 and verse 34. Listen to this. Psalm 119 and verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law, keep your word. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. He said, when I have understanding, I can keep your word. I avoid sin, the snares, the traps of sin when I get understanding. Watch, he explains that even better in the Proverbs. Look over at Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. Oh, y'all, I love this. Here it is. Watch this. Y'all there? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. New King James. He says, happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy. There it is. We looked at that verse this morning. And the man who gains understanding. Wisdom and understanding always go together. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. Whose proceeds are better than silver? Wisdom and understanding. And her gain than fine gold. Better than fine gold. Verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you may desire cannot compare with her. Compare with who? Wisdom and understanding. They go together. You get understanding, you're going to get wealth. You're going to get prosperity. You're going to get peace. You're going to get joy. Stuff that money can't buy. That's what he's saying. And riches too. Praise the Lord. Look at this. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Don't we all want that? Don't we all want long life? And riches and honor. We want to be honored in life. He said it comes from understanding. Understanding. It's so vitally important that we get it. It goes on and on. Her ways, understanding and wisdom's ways are ways of pleasantness. All of her paths are of peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. You retain understanding. You retain wisdom. You're going to be happy. Praise the Lord. Look over chapter 4, Proverbs. Just flip one page. We're talking about the benefits of understanding, because understanding is that first key in that parable. The wayside hearers didn't have understanding, therefore the devil was able to take their healing, take their take their joy, take their job, take their marriage, take their money, take everything from them. We're not going to let it happen because we're going to get understanding. Chapter 4, Proverbs 4, verse 5 through 9. Listen to this. Get wisdom, get understanding. Always go together. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. She will preserve you. Who will preserve you? Wisdom and understanding, right? Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. And in all you're getting, get understanding. While you're in pursuit of wisdom, get understanding. How do you get understanding? Meditating in the Proverbs. We're doing that. Amen. Look at this. Exalt her and she will promote you. You want promotion? I'm telling you, this is the key. You don't have to kiss anybody's butt. You got to learn to get this understanding. That's going to be the key. Y'all with me? She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. It goes on and on and on. All the first early Proverbs say pretty much the same thing about what wisdom and understanding will do for you. Let's look at it, and we're closing with this. In chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Proverbs, actually, y'all know this, chapter 5, 6, and 7 are all about sexual immorality. Chapter 5 talks about why we should love the spouse that God has given us, stick with her, don't get kids all out of wedlock and have a new number of kids spread all over the world, is what the Bible goes on to say. But he tells what is the key. Look at this. Look over in Proverbs 6, verse 32 and 33. Look at this. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks, you guessed it, understanding. Understanding is what keeps you from committing adultery, fornication, sexual sin. He'll go through here. Look at the verse 33. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. Of course, we know we have grace, but I'm trying to tell you, if we'll get understanding, you can get a life that is glorious and blessed. Look over at chapter 7. Y'all remember Proverbs chapter 7? We went over it on the 7th. It is a whole chapter where Solomon is explaining this young man. He tells this whole story of this young man. While Solomon's looking out his window, he sees this young man who's going after this prostitute, and this prostitute is going after him. This loose woman, the Bible calls him. But listen how he describes it in the early verses. He says, Proverbs 7 in verse 6, he says, "For I looked at the window of my house, and I looked through my lattice, and verse 7, I saw among the simple and perceived among the youths a young man devoid of," you already know, understanding. Because he didn't understand, the Bible goes on, if you read through the whole thing, it says it cost him his life. Without understanding, we fall into sin. Why? Because the devil can take the word out of our heart. Y'all received that word today? Isn't that good news? Hey, listen, I want to encourage you to give. I want to encourage you to sow your seed. Does that word help y'all? I believe it does. I know if you'll get this and join with me in the mornings, you're going to get revelation that is absolutely going to change your life forever. Listen, I want to encourage you to give. Again, you know how to do it. It's all on the feed here. You're going to see how to give online, how to give at our website. And I want to encourage you to do so. Listen, I want to pray for you before we go. And I just believe you're going to connect with me in the mornings, and you're going to see your life go to another level. I'm feeling closer and closer connected to you, and this is the way to do it, and I'm excited about it. Amen. Let me pray. Father, I thank you so much for the word tonight. I thank you that I've sown it into the hearts of the people, and we'll take the time over these next weeks and even in the mornings to meditate on these things so we get it down in our heart and the devil can't steal it. I declare you blessed. I declare you healed. I declare you walking in the favor of God. I declare everything you set your hands to do prospers and flourishes. No coronavirus, no Alzheimer's, no arthritis, no cancer can live in you. You are the healed. You are the prosperous. I declare that doors are opening for you. Doors of favor are opening for you because you're meditating in the word, understanding this word, and the devil can't steal it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I love you. I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you. Peace.